After being separated for over 20 years, Yaakov Avinu prepares for a reunion with his brother Esav. The night before this highly anticipated and tense meeting, the Torah tells us, "V'yolan sham b'laylo ahu." Yaakov went to sleep. And the question is, why is this information relevant to the story? Whether Yaakov slept or didn't sleep, why is it necessary for the Torah to mention this? So Rav Druk says something so profound. It's the night before the highly anticipated meeting with Esav. Yaakov was consumed with fear. He was worried not only for his own life, but also for the safety of his entire family. How was he able to sleep through the night? Says Rav Druk, "You know why he was able to sleep? Because he davened. He asked Hashem, 'Hatzileinu na miyad achi miyad Esav.' So now he was at peace. His tefillah gave him a measure of tranquility. He had betachen that it would all turn out fine. He was certain that Hashem would help him and guide him, so he went to sleep relaxed." Rav Schwab in a Sefer on Tefillah says that this same concept can be found in the Tefillah of Tachna. We begin Tachna by saying, "Chaneinu Hashem, please have mercy. Ki im lelani, I'm frail, I'm feeble. Rafeinu Hashem, ki nevhalu atzomai. Heal me, I'm frightened, I'm terrified. V'nashin nevhalu ma'oid, I'm panic-stricken. I'm overwhelmed with anxiety. Ba'at Hashem ad masai, Hashem, how long can I continue like this? Total calamity. We break down, we're distraught, we're hysterical. We can't go on." But then, we do a complete 180. We say, "Suru mimeni kopa ale oven. All my adversaries, all my troubles are gone. Ki shama Hashem kol bichi. Because Hashem listened to my cries. Shama Hashem tichinasi. I'm good now, because Hashem has listened to my pleas. Hashem has accepted my tefillah." So what happened here? Moments ago, the world was caving in. And now, equanimity. Not a worry in the world. What prompted this total transformation? Says Rav Schwab, "You know what happened? Tefillah happened. We davened. And so now, we're not afraid anymore. We feel confident that Hashem has accepted our prayers." Yaakov Avinu and later David HaMelech are teaching us a great lesson in tefillah. Before we daven, our fears are real. Our worries are justified. But then we turn to the Rabbi Nishlan and we daven. And we plead for his help. So now, after davening, we go on without fear. "I did all I can. And now, it's in the hands of Hashem. I did all my ishtadlis. I did my research to find the right yeshiva for my child. Or the right doctor. So I ask Hashem, let him be the right shliach. Or if this is the right shidduch, please make sure it comes to fruition quickly and painlessly." And once we finish davening, now our shtadlis is complete. So now we can be relaxed. Hashem will take it from here. Before entering a business meeting, or you have to give a presentation, or you're meeting your mechatanim for the first time and you're nervous and anxious, utter a short tefillah. And now you can be calm. All your anxiety will disappear. Before we start our workday, we ask Hashem, "Please, let it be a successful day today." Before we enter our homes, we should ask Hashem, "Let it be peaceful and tranquil in our home." And now, we can be confident that we will be granted Siyata Dishmaya. There's an incredible story told about the Stipler Gaon. When he was a bacher, a shatchan set up for a girl in her family to meet him for a potential shidduch. They made up that they were going to arrive at his parents' home at 10 p.m. And they're waiting, and now it's 10:30 and it's 11 p.m. and still no sign of the girl or her family. And the stipler learned all day. He was very tired. And he had stayed up the previous night as well. So he decided to take a short nap. He says the bracha of Amapel, and right after he completes the bracha of Amapel, the girl and her family walk in. He motions to his parents, "I can't talk now. I just said Amapel. I must take a half hour nap." So imagine the scene. Both families are finally together. They're all sitting around the table. But the boy can't talk because he just said Amapel. So what can we do now? So the girl's father says, "Ein baya, we will wait a half hour." So the stipler puts down his head on the table and he takes a nap. A half hour later, they wake him up and he joins the conversation. What a story. When recounting this story, Rav Druk said, "The most amazing part of the story is that he was able to fall asleep. No hint of any anxiety, no hint of any apprehension. That's the godless of a godly Israel. I davened, so now I'm calm. Now I can take a peaceful nap." The stipler gone, even at a young age, displaying the betachen of Yaakov Avinu. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.